You've been diving deep into permaculture, and today we're tackling a core concept that often sparks debate, the third ethic.
It's fascinating the way this ethic gets phrased.
You've got set limits to consumption and population, fair share, return of surplus, even future care, all trying to capture the same core idea, but with different nuances.
And that variety has definitely caused some confusion, even controversy. Some people find the whole limits thing a bit intense, right?
Right. It can feel a bit like a call to action, but in a way that's not always easy to grasp.
But the key is to remember that permaculture design is deeply personal. It's not about imposing rules on others.
Imagine you're designing a garden or even a whole farm business. You're working with your client and you're helping them make sustainable choices for their own project. It's about applying these ethics to your own design, your own piece of the world.
Exactly. So trying to use permaculture to design national laws, for example, would be completely misguided. You need the right tools for the right job. Permaculture is about the scale of individual action, the choices we make within our own lives.
So when we talk about setting limits, we're not talking about some kind of global austerity program. It's about finding boundaries, understanding what enough means for us, for our own projects.
Think of it like a container. You need boundaries to create a sense of enoughness. Otherwise, you're just constantly chasing more, never feeling satisfied.
That's a fantastic way to put it. It's kind of like that feeling of being overwhelmed by information. You said you really dislike that.
Absolutely. And that's where setting limits comes in. Whether it's information, resources, or even time, boundaries bring focus and clarity.
Okay, so we're on the same page with this setting limits idea. But now let's dive into another key concept, fair share. This one can feel a bit more politically charged, right?
Absolutely. It's a phrase that often gets thrown around in debates, but the real value of fair share in permaculture comes from the individual level. It's about consciously considering how resources are distributed within the design itself.
So it's about looking at your own design, a garden, a business, even a community project, and asking, are we distributing resources fairly? Is everyone getting a fair share?
Exactly. And that often leads to uncomfortable conversations. It's about challenging our assumptions, questioning our own choices, and asking, are we being truly equitable within this design?
And it's those conversations that are essential. They're the ones that lead to real growth, to real transformation.
Absolutely. The controversy surrounding the third ethic isn't a bug, it's a feature. It's a sign that this idea is challenging us, pushing us beyond our comfort zones.
You know, a lot of people think that vague, feel-good terms like care for the future are enough. But the truth is, they don't challenge us deeply enough. Fair share, on the other hand, forces us to confront real questions about resource allocation, about our impact on the planet.
It's a mirror held up to our actions, asking us to be honest with ourselves. Are we truly being fair, not just to other people, but to the Earth itself?
That's a powerful way to put it. It's about moving beyond good intentions and into real self-reflection and action.
And that's where the concept of carrying capacity comes in.
I've heard that term before, but I'm not sure I fully grasp it. Can you break it down for us in a way that doesn't require a PhD in ecology?
Of course. Think of it like the Earth's ability to regenerate its resources. It's like a certain bandwidth for supporting life.
So if we exceed that bandwidth, things start to break down.
Exactly.
It's like trying to stream a movie on a slow internet connection. Eventually, things start to buffer and crash.
That's a great analogy. And here's the thing, it's not just about population growth in developing countries. Overconsumption in Western societies plays a huge role. We're using up the Earth's bandwidth at an unsustainable rate.
That's a sobering thought. It makes this whole conversation about the third ethic feel incredibly urgent. We're not just talking about gardening tips here, we're talking about the future of our planet.
And that's why this third ethic, this idea of acknowledging limits and striving for fairness, can feel so radical. It challenges the very foundation of our current economic system, which is built on the idea of endless growth.
You know, reading through these sources, I was struck by how much emphasis is placed on personal responsibility. It's not about waiting for governments or corporations to fix things. It's about what we can do as individuals.
That's right. Permaculture empowers us to take action, to make changes in our own lives and communities.
So how do we actually start to live by this third ethic? I mean, fair share sounds great in theory, but what does it look like in practice? Is it about giving away all our possessions and living off the land?
Not necessarily. It's about asking ourselves some tough questions. Am I consuming more than my fair share? How can I reduce my impact on the planet? Could I be sharing more of my resources, my time, my skills with others?
I'm starting to see how this ethic isn't just about environmentalism. It's about social justice, too. It's about creating a world where everyone has access to the resources they need to thrive.
Exactly. Permaculture recognizes that we're all interconnected. Our individual well-being is inextricably linked to the well-being of the planet and the well-being of our communities.
Our sources also highlighted this idea of returning surplus, which at first made me think of composting. But it's so much broader than that, right?
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that true abundance comes not from hoarding resources, but from sharing them generously. Think about knowledge, for example. Yeah. It's a resource that multiplies when you share it.
So instead of guarding our knowledge, our skills, our expertise, the third ethic encourages us to share them freely.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that we all benefit when we share what we know, when we mentor others, when we contribute to a culture of abundance rather than scarcity.
You know, thinking about my own life, I can see how applying this principle of return surplus could be incredibly powerful. Instead of just consuming information, I could be sharing it, teaching it, using it to empower others.
That's the beauty of the third ethic. It challenges us to look beyond our own immediate needs and consider the needs of the larger system, the web of life that we're all a part of.
This is reminding me of that concept we talked about earlier, carrying capacity. It's like returning surplus is our way of ensuring that the Earth's bandwidth isn't overloaded, that the system can continue to regenerate and thrive.
Precisely. It's about shifting from a mindset of extraction to a mindset of regeneration, from a mindset of scarcity to a mindset of abundance.
You know, we often hear that abundance is about having it all, more money, more stuff, more experiences. But this conversation is making me realize that true abundance is about something much deeper. It's about connection, about generosity, about recognizing the interconnectedness of all things.
That's a beautiful way to put it. It's about recognizing that true wealth lies not in what we accumulate, but in what we contribute and the positive impact we have on the world around us.
I'm starting to see how the third ethic really challenges us to redefine what it means to live a good life.
It asks us to consider what truly matters. Is it about accumulating more, or is it about living in a way that is sustainable, equitable, and fulfilling for ourselves and for generations to come?
You know, as we were going through these sources, something that really stood out to me was how often this idea, this concept of personal responsibility was emphasized.
Yeah, that's really it. That's a key element of the third ethic.
Recognizing that we each have a role to play in creating a sustainable future.
It's not about waiting for the governments, right?
Yeah.
It's not about waiting for corporations to take action. It's about taking responsibility for our own choices and our own actions.
So it's about empowering individuals to be agents of change.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Permaculture is all about empowering people to create those solutions themselves, to take control of their own lives and communities. It's about recognizing that we all have that capacity to make a difference.
And our sources also mentioned that this third ethic is often seen as a challenge to consumerism, to this idea of endless economic growth.
That's right. Permaculture recognizes that our current economic system, based on endless growth and consumption, is simply not sustainable. It's about questioning that assumption that more is always better.
So it's about shifting away from a consumerist mindset and embracing a more mindful and sustainable way of living.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that true wealth lies not in material possessions, but in strong communities, healthy ecosystems, and a deep connection to the natural world.
It's about redefining what it means to live a good life, right?
Precisely. Permaculture invites us to ask ourselves, what truly matters? You know, it's about prioritizing well-being over material wealth, connection over consumption, and long-term sustainability over short-term gain.
I love that. It's about creating a world where we value what is truly valuable.
And that's where the third ethic really shines. It challenges us to rethink our priorities, to question the status quo, and to imagine a future where we live in harmony with the planet and with each other.
It's about creating a world where we're not just surviving, but thriving, right?
Exactly. A world where abundance and equity are not mutually exclusive, but rather two sides of the same coin.
This conversation has been so inspiring. It's really shifted my perspective on the third ethic. It's not about deprivation or restriction, but about creating a world that is both abundant and just. A world where we can all thrive within the limits of our planet.
And that's the beauty of permaculture. It's not just a set of design principles. You know, it's a roadmap to a better future. A future where we honor both the Earth and each other.
It's about creating a world that is both sustainable and regenerative, right?
Precisely. A world where we work with nature, not against it. A world where we create abundance by sharing generously and living within our means.
I'm starting to see how this third ethic is really the heart of permaculture.
Right.
It's the guiding principle that connects all the other elements, the glue that holds it all together.
And it's through that interconnectedness, that recognition of our interdependence, that we can truly create a sustainable and thriving world for ourselves and for generations to come.
Well, this deep dive has certainly lived up to its name. We've explored the depths of the third ethic, unpacking its various interpretations, grappling with its complexities, and ultimately, I think, emerging with a deeper understanding of its power and its potential to shape a better future.
It's been a pleasure diving deep with you. And remember, the journey towards a more sustainable and fulfilling life starts with a single step. So what intentional limit will you set today?